in Jamaica, music is news. It often tells the stories of the people in the songs, real people in tough situations. That was certainly the case earlier this summer at Reggae Sumfest, the world's premier reggae festival. Boz Dreisinger was there and has this report.
It's 4 in the morning, but at Reggae Sumfest, the night is still young.
Sumfest, make some noise!
The setting is a giant field surrounded by booths and vendors selling everything from Red Stripe beer and jerk chicken to local art and reggae CDs.
Put your hand on your heart. I'll put your hand in the sky.
Sumfest was launched in 1993 after Sunsplash, Jamaica's famous long-running music festival, went belly up. It's been a hit ever since, but it took on added meaning this year because of the violence surrounding the recent search for alleged Jamaican drug lord Christopher Dudas Koch. Some 73 people were killed in Kingston prior to Koch's arrest in June. Reggae artist Queen Ifrika says that in the wake of the government-declared state of emergency, eyes were on Sumfest.
Lots of people were looking to see what the turnout of the audiences would be like. It's a good sign to see that people still wanted to come out and to take a break from, you know, just watching the news and being sad.
The troubles in Kingston hit Jamaicans hard. Many depend on tourism for their income. Jason Hall, a deputy director at the Jamaica Tourist Board, says the industry was deeply affected.
We've had a challenge with dealing with our image, our public image overseas. And what an event such as Sumfest does is it really reinforces the message to people. This is really what Jamaica is.
From the looks of the packed venue, Sumfest seems to have pulled this off. But people were also watching the festival this year because many of its headliners now can't be seen stateside. They lack U.S. visas. Sometimes it's because of a criminal record, but there are also more ambiguous reasons. In May, 5 high-profile Jamaican artists had their visas revoked by the U.S. Embassy, reportedly with no explanation. Some speculated it was a means of pressuring the Jamaican government to cooperate with the Koch extradition. Others blamed it on the lyrical content of the music many of them sing, dancehall. Like its cousin, hip-hop, dancehall details the struggles of ghetto life with often harsh, violent lyrics.
Well, in this part of town, survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill.
Veteran Jamaican artist Bounty Killer, who performed at the very first Sumfest, was one of the 5 artists who lost visas.
My music is a no-nonsense music. My style is rebel music. It can be harsh at times, but it means something. And sometimes coming across harsh, that's all you get to our type of people.
Dancehall's roots trace back to the Kingston street dances of the 1950s, when MCs chatted bombastically over songs, imitating American radio disc jockeys. The genre is now characterized by studio-produced beats over which toasters or DJs chat, usually in thick patois, about subjects ranging from girls and guns to politics and poverty.
One of my most powerful songs is Poor People Fed Up. Because it never said anything negative or violent. It said poor people fed up and they banned it. So sometimes they just banned the truth.
On the other side of the Jamaican musical spectrum is roots or conscious reggae, which dominates the second and third nights of Sumfest every year. Musically, it's more in line with the Bob Marley school of sound that international audiences know well.
Ooh, confident in I am. Jaja, boy, you're not going to make me suffer. Enemies trying them up in.
Many roots artists are Rastafarian, as Marley was, and many are male, but not all. Montego Bay native Queen Ifrika released her acclaimed debut last year.
When the roll is called out, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times.
Ifrika got her start at Sumfest when she entered an amateur contest that landed her on stage in 1995.
That was the place, that was it. To be on stage, that was like heaven.
Ifrika takes on serious subject matter, like sexual abuse and Jamaica's high murder rate.
I choose these topics because if we're saying that we want to have a better society, then we have to look at the ills of society.
So in Jamaica, music is about more than just music. Reggae artists are entertainers, but they're also teachers, leaders, news commentators. And Sumfest is their biggest annual caucus.
It's not just about entertainment for a lot of people. I can testify to that because when I come off stage, the things they say to me. They hear everything you say on stage and they take it with them when they leave. So I don't take stuff like that for granted.
For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.